Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, the man that's bringing you everyone's favorite podcast that emanates indirectly from Providence, Rhode Island, via the capital city here in Ohio of Columbus. So, that was kind of an unusual way to start this podcast, isn't it? But all right, with that being said, I'm very happy to be here, folks. Got a very good guest coming on. It's going to be a very fun episode for you, but I'm going to hold off on talking about that because I want to talk about a couple other things, some house cleaning items, you could call them, over the last week or so. Some things that I want to talk about and maybe even rant about, if you will. But first and foremost, last weekend I went to Space, the Small Press and Alternative Comics Expo, which you know I've been talking about on this podcast for the last couple of episodes. And man, I went on Sunday. It was a really, really cool show. I enjoyed it. Got to touch base and say hello to some of the folks that have been on this podcast. People like Max Inc., Steve Steiner, Ken Epstein, Darren Aragi, Bob Corby. Even made some new friends over there, if you will. And a couple of those might be showing up here in the next couple of weeks on this very podcast. But man, it was cool. And the thing that was most impressive about it was the Northland Performing Arts Center. It's a really nice venue, and, you know, it's a step up from the old Ramada over there in North Columbus. It was really cool, though. It looked very artsy, if you will, and, I mean, hey, that fits in with independent artists, independent creators that were there, hawking their wares, if you will. I think the show was pretty successful, at least that's what Bob told me, so next April, Space will be returning to when it normally happens in April. Alright, let's move on. Let's talk about a few other things. So that was Sunday was Space. Of course, the other big event that occurred on Sunday night was WWE Battleground. And I'm going to be honest, I was really looking forward to this pay-per-view because I wanted to see how the main event of Brock Lesnar versus Seth Rollins would play out. I wanted to see Kevin Owens versus John Cena again. I even was excited when I found out, I think Sunday morning, that they were going to do a three-way dance with the Divas, inserting some of the NXT girls. And I gotta say that Divas match was much, much better than anything I've seen out of the Divas roster over the last several Raws or pay-per-views or whatnot. So I hope they continue that. I hope they continue to work in Charlotte, Sasha Banks, Becky Lynch. I don't know why I keep wanting to call her Kelly Lynch, because that's somebody totally different. Anyways, Becky Lynch. You know, I hope they continue to cycle that through and bring that Divas division up to the level that it needs to be at. I thought that Kevin Owens versus John Cena was a good match, but quite frankly, I liked their other matches. I thought that their match at Money in the Bank was much better, but overall still enjoyable. I thought the tag team title match was pretty decent too, New Day taking on the Primetime Players. And then we get to our main event, which is Lesnar versus Rollins. The ending of that match was absolutely awful. It was horribly booked. I don't understand it. The Undertaker comes out and absolutely beats the utter hell out of Brock Lesnar. So, you're telling me that in this idea, in the mythology of the WWE, that the Undertaker has waited almost 2 years, almost 18 months, to exact his revenge on Brock Lesnar for his defeat at WrestleMania. It doesn't make any sense. Logically, why wouldn't he have done that this past WrestleMania? When Taker took on Bray Wyatt and Brock was there and to take on Roman Reigns and what the hell? That doesn't make any logical sense whatsoever. And by the way, I think that at this particular time, Brock Lesnar is over as a babyface. So now, by defuncto, you've made The Undertaker a heel. But he kind of isn't a heel. It just messed everything up. And I mean, I just think, look, I'm just going to go out there. I'm going to book it. If I was doing that, I would have had The Undertaker shown up on the ramp, have Rollins come from behind, roll up Lesnar, 1, 2, 3, and then go from there. Not even have them physically interact. And then, of course, on Monday Night Raw, they did get into a big hullabaloo, if you will. But I think that takes away from the matchup at SummerSlam, which is The Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar. Ultimately, I just feel that Battleground was nothing more than a glorified Raw. I mean, nothing special happened at that pay-per-view, and that's what a pay-per-view is supposed to be. It's supposed to be special. It's supposed to be an event that you plunk down your money for. I don't know, maybe because the network is out there and a lot of people are getting the pay-per-views free with their subscription, maybe the folks up there in Stanford are like, fuck it, we don't care. I don't know, that was a little bit of a rant. I know, I apologize for that, but you know what, let's wrap up one other bit of news and then we're going to talk about my guest. OCW had a big show in Mogador on Saturday night, the 18th, and it was a really good crowd. I want to thank all the people that came out there. You know, it's the big citywide summer festival of Mogador. We've been up there like 5 years in a row. And every year, the people come out and really support Ohio Championship Wrestling. Appreciate that so much. We did something a little bit different in having only really two matches booked and having the fans decide the matches. I think it was very successful. I think everybody was entertained. And at the end of the day, that's all that matters. And so, once again, thank you, Mogador, for your support with Ohio Championship Wrestling. All right, now, since we're talking about wrestling, let's talk about my guest, a man that hasn't been on this podcast in quite a long time. In fact, it's probably been 40 or 50 episodes since he's been on here. But the hot commodity, Matt Mason, is coming back on. He's going to be talking about, new Ohio wrestling. As you know from listening to the last episode, you haven't listened to the last episode with Shank Dorsey? Well, you need to do it. It got rave reviews. I got a lot of emails and tweets from various wrestling fans from Central Ohio saying, man, awesome to hear Shank Dorsey on the PVD cast. Well, anywho, I digress. Matt Mason's coming on to talk about New Ohio Wrestling. And you know what? I love chatting with Matt. As I said, we go all over the place. We're very, very random, but man, we have a blast when we talk on this podcast. And you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out there. You're going to hear a small part of this conversation that got a little bit weird. Matt was going to make a joke and then decided not to make that joke because he felt it might be a little too crass. It might hurt some feelings. And you know what? I don't edit a lot on this on this podcast. So, while we're rolling live, man, whatever's said is said. But I just want to say that I respect Matt for, maybe catching himself before he puts his foot in his mouth. And you know what, man? I've done it many times on this podcast. So, I know what it's like. And, hats off to him. He didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings. And so there you have it. So you'll hear kind of a little bit of a weird part to this conversation. But just, take it in stride, folks. Take it in stride. So, hey, but before we do that, let me tell you about a couple of things real quick. Let you know about some cool stuff that you need to know about. And by that I mean Bluehost.com, because it's the official web hosting service for the PVD cast. Bluehost offers great customer service and competitive pricing. Hey man, I'm going to be honest. There's been a few times where my website's gone kaplooey and a quick phone call or a quick live chat with one of the representatives from Bluehost and whammo, it's fixed, man. I mean, there's no excuse for not having a website. If you just want to tinker around with your own website for your own personal blog or for your business or for something for school, Bluehost.com is the way to go. They will be phenomenal for all your web hosting needs. So head on over to Bluehost.com. I almost said BlueGhost.com. That's a totally different website. No, got a little tongue-tied there. Bluehost.com to get all the information. And with that, we're going to throw it to a quick musical interlude, and then we'll be back with the hot commodity, Matt Mason. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another installment of the PVD cast. Sitting down with me is the hot commodity, Matt Mason.
Yo, what's going on? Good to be back, John.
Yes, appearance number three on this podcast.
Yeah, it's been a while, but have you had any other three-time guests?
Probably. I'd have to do some research.
Probably. Honestly, I think it's time for me to do a team appearance with someone.
A team appearance. That would be awesome.
What do you think would be a good Matt Mason and
Jeremy Madrox?
That's so obvious, though.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. I think me, I just did James Avery's and Anthony's podcast recently. Not to try to plug, but I do want to give him a plug. Those are good guys. And I did not do my James Avery impression.
Oh.
And I realize I'm now setting myself to do it now, but I will at some point in today's podcast put that in, because I have a lot of disappointed people from the podcast that I didn't do it. I just flat out didn't have the balls to do it in front of him. I mean, he is the stretcher, right?
Yeah, so, right.
So anyway, yeah.
But now here's the big question. Will you make any type of reference to Jeff Cannon's love life on this podcast?
Absolutely not.
Okay, because that... No, that... no.
I assume that Big Gun's love life is just fully intact and going great today. And even if it's not, it's none of my business. So
okay,
there you I will go. Say absolutely nothing. Let's talk about your love life.
My love life.
I was just commenting on the female touch around here. It looks...
Oh yeah,
nice.
We're here at Casa de la Orlando, and yep, new paint, new drapes.
Yeah, it doesn't look quite as serial killerish. I don't notice any like recent mounds in the backyard. So
you know,
we are trailing off early.
All right. Early on. If you only knew.
I do know.
My girlfriend refuses to put any clothes away. So in the bedroom,
I thought you were
going to
say clothes on.
No, no. There are mounds of clothes everywhere.
We have derailed.
So.
Derailed officially.
We have.
Okay.
There's no more. See, you can't use that Dexter joke anymore. See?
I can't. I know.
No, there's a dog now, you know. There's,
yeah.
There's
you're places, like fully you know. Domesticated. I don't even know what to say. But... On the little missus, excellent job around here in the Orlando household.
Yeah.
Looking good.
Yeah.
Looking good. Looking
How's
good.
Your family doing?
Awesome, man. They're growing like
awesome.
Weeds.
Yeah.
Keeping me super, super busy. I tell people all the time, had I not got hurt, I don't know if I'd be able to do this anyway. Like, if I was fully healthy and all that. Man, they've got me running around. Especially my son last year with wrestling. Stepped away from wrestling because I was gone so much.
But this is amateur wrestling, just so people know. Yeah. This is not.
He is six.
Yeah.
But that kid had me on the road more than I was. Gee, mani. Yeah, so.
So, let me ask a question about that. Is that kind of like a Gahanna, like, club team? Or what is it?
Yes, but he wrestled with Reynoldsburg's
club
team, which is a really, really good program. And, he did a lot of the opens and did really well. They're getting ready to play baseball in the fall, which I think is weird. They just got done playing summer baseball, him and my daughter both. But
okay.
I don't know. Before I pull off the old photo albums that no one can see, I'll stop boring everyone. BMP is doing excellent. If you're going to ask that next.
That was going to be the next question.
Yes, she's doing excellent. Not competing currently. Don't know if she's going to anymore. But
huh.
Yeah, we're just boring family people right now.
Hey,
living the dream. Merca!
Well, let's talk a little bit about New Ohio Wrestling.
Let's do that.
Because on the previous episode, Shank Dorsey was on here talking about it, and he said that, indeed, you are one of the, four individuals that's helping to kind of put New Ohio Wrestling on the map. And you know, as Mr. Dorsey said, he's kind of the head honcho, so to speak, mm-hmm. and, you know, yourself, Mr. Tim Taylor, the Rugby Thug are all helping out and whatnot. So,
absolutely.
Why'd you get involved in NOW?
First, let me just say, I want to get your opinion. My official title is Media Ambassador. Well,
Whoa!
When you hear that, what do you think? What does that mean?
You're the guy behind the Twitter, the website.
Man, we really got to up our Twitter game.
The Facebook page, the Instagram, the Vine, the... What's the new one? Periscope? You're involved in all of that.
Yes. If people want to talk about NOW, I'm that guy. So,
okay.
So, all right. I guess that's what Media Ambassador means. But yeah.
So you're not writing press releases?
No. Right. I don't really have to. I'm just super excited about it. I can't wait to get it off the ground and just give people around here some really good independent wrestling to be entertained with.
So, were you kind of missing the game, so to speak?
I miss it every day, John. On some level.
Right.
Never, ever expected to be in this role, and it's been a blast. With my life and my schedule, I don't really have the time to be much more, like I said before. And, you know, Thug and Shank are doing absolutely great. Those are some really business names, aren't they? Thug and Shank. But you know what?
Those guys
have, you know, they've been out of the business as far as from an in-ring capacity for years and years.
Yes.
But they have excellent minds for the business. And I feel that had they stayed around, they would have mentored so many young guys coming up and just been a really, really great asset to so many different companies around Ohio. But they didn't. And now they've come and they're going to do something even bigger. So I think that everybody's going to get... You got a lot of different perspectives behind the scenes with New Ohio Wrestling. So it's going to be really good. Can't wait.
And I think that's the one thing that I also mentioned, you know, on the last episode, was that Columbus doesn't have a consistent
independent pro wrestling scene.
No.
We really don't. I mean, not at all. It hasn't been that way for quite a few years.
Not at all. The guys over at Pro Wrestling Live, they're running once a year right now, and it's been awesome. And both their shows, excellent shows. But yeah, something on a regular basis, something that people can sink their teeth into with, you know, storylines and, you know, backgrounds, angles, these things like that, you know, that you... You want to come to a wrestling show and have a reason. Give them more of a reason to emotionally invest, I guess is the correct way to say it. So we're getting that started. You obviously won't have that in the first show, but we expect to jump a lot of those things off. We've got an absolutely stacked card talent-wise. I really like the lineup.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that because the show is August 1st.
Yes.
It's at the Resolute Athletic Complex.
Yes, Resolute Athletic Complex. It's crazy because I didn't know it was... I live right down the street, and I didn't know it was there either, but it's a really big place. I don't know how I missed it. If you know where the soccer fields are by Easton on Sunbury Road, and you look up on the hill towards like where the chiller would be, it's a big building, and yeah, the Resolute Athletic Complex.
It used to be called the Sports Barn.
Really?
Years and years ago, okay. Yeah. It's been there for ever since they opened Easton, I believe.
Now I call it the Rack, because it's easier.
Rack.
It's easier to remember.
The Rack. I like that.
And I'm stupid.
That's a, that's a sweet acronym.
I just think it's kind of a, you know, I mean, I think a lot of wrestling venues that become kind of their home base, like, the, you know, you get the ECW Arena.
Sure.
Different things like that. I think a lot of people use that one, but the Rack's just the cool. Rack. I hope the fans adopt that. That'd be really
the
cool.
The Rack.
You know? So, hashtag the Rack.
Nice. Well, all right, but anyways, as we were saying, so August 1st, 7 o'clock is the bell time. The doors open at 6, correct?
Yes, sir, you are right. Correct. You are correct.
So let's talk about some of the matches. Some of these, I think many fans of independent wrestling in Central Ohio will say, oh, those two guys are going to tear down the house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from top down.
That's the goal. I mean, really. We tried to put, what do we got, 7 matches?
7 matches there.
You know, I mean, we want almost every one of those matches. We want to feel like almost every one of those matches because main event, most independent cards.
Well, you know, let's start off with Justin Maine versus the professional Brandon Fields. Then you go with Dark Star Matt Taylor versus True Grit Bruce Gray, which that, I think... will be a phenomenal match.
Yeah, and a lot of people may not know who those guys are. Maybe they've heard of them, but they work, you know, hours away, and they haven't had a chance to see them live. And people are going to be really, really excited. You mentioned Justin Maine. We're bringing guys in from outside. We have a very local-based, but also bringing outside guys. He's from up in Michigan.
Along with, you got Jake Something that's from Michigan,
yes.
Who many people, if you went to War, if you attended War shows, what, a year ago? 2 years ago, I think?
Oh, they were a staple...
For a while.
For about 5 years. Robbie and I never had the chance to work with them.
Yeah, the Painkillers.
Yes, the Painkillers. Excellent, excellent tag team. I really, really thought eventually we would cross paths with those guys. Just didn't work out that way. But, yeah, he was actually the one I was most impressed with, not to discount his partner. They're both great. But, yeah, Jake Something is... something to see.
Levi Connors and Flex Jordan against the Midwest Models Incorporated.
That I'm really excited about.
Why is that?
Well, because I don't know. I have an admitted bias with Levi and Flex. These guys, they really, really remind me of, you know, the group that I came up with. You know, they're young, they're hungry, but they're better because these guys take it much more seriously outside of the ring. You know, with their appearance, they're super professional. I'd like, you know, you got to give James Avery a ton of credit on that. These guys have come up the right way, and they are looking to make a name. You know, they're looking to make a serious impact in the first show, and they're going against the Midwest Models, who claim to be the best tag team around, especially in the Midwest. So,
wow.
I believe they're based out of Chicago. I could possibly be wrong about that, but that's going to be a good one. And I'm a huge tag fan too. You know?
Yeah,
for me, it's the best. Best form of professional wrestling you can see is really, really good tag team wrestling.
And let's talk about your former tag team partner.
Segway!
Robbie Superstar is in action against Marion Fontaine.
What do you want to talk about? Because I can talk about Robbie Starr all day long.
Go ahead.
No, I mean, you gotta...
What do you think is his chances of beating Marion Fontaine? Because let's be honest, Marion Fontaine, he's a unique... competitor.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, and you can mix it up a variety of different ways. If you want to punch it out and brawl, he can do that.
Yep.
You want to chain wrestle in a British style, he can do that. He can pull out the high flying if you want. So,
yes.
I think this is a very... If I'm looking at these 7 matches, I think that's the most unique matchup.
I really like it. One thing about Fontaine, I was always a fan of his when I was working. Now, I've been to several shows where I see it from a fan's perspective, and it's so interesting to watch the reaction when he comes out. People don't know what to think.
Right.
When you look at him, you don't think professional wrestler necessarily, but I'm telling you, by the end of the match, he's entertained him probably as good, if not better, than anyone on the card. I mean, I've seen him steal so many shows. So, I mean, you just can't go wrong. And then Robbie Starr, that guy, he oozes talent. He makes people hate him very, very easily, including
oozing talent?
Yeah! Wow. You don't think so? You don't think so?
Just because I just wouldn't pick that verb, I guess. Oh. I just...
Well, I don't know where that came from. I am very sleepy today. I will admit that. But yeah, Robbie, I mean, what can he not do? If anything, he holds back. That guy, I mean, he has so much talent that he just doesn't even go because he doesn't really have to a lot of times. He's just that good. So, you know, it does pain me to give him this much credit, but it's the truth. Kid's good. And kid, he's been around 10 years.
10 years.
But he's a kid to me, which shows how old I am.
Kid.
But.
And then, you know, Big Guns Jeff Cannon is also on the card.
Speaking of kids.
No, man.
What? That means the opposite of kid. Jeff Cannon. If there's a guy that age, has been around that long, that could go with this card... It's Jeff Cannon. That's, you know, and yeah, admittedly, extremely biased with that guy. Hey. I mean, one of my best friends. But yeah, he's going to go, and I definitely think he is going to give this Alex Matthews kid a run for his money. But don't count him out, because he definitely wants to knock off the veteran.
And also, just wrap it up with the only match that we haven't talked about yet, Juice Jennings versus Sweet Dreams, Celeste Taylor.
This is the one I'm most excited about because all I've heard about for months is that they absolutely blew the roof off the DBI.
That is accurate. Celeste Taylor did a phenomenal job. Not to interrupt, but he had a phenomenal match at the DBI.
I've seen Celeste, and I'm extremely impressed with him. I don't know him real well. I know Juice very, very well. But that's all that people want to talk about. I mean, they don't talk about the tournament as much. That match is just like... And I'm really, really looking forward to seeing how good it is. And I really don't think it's hype based on what I've seen with both of them. So the chemistry that they apparently have is definitely going to send the fans home in a really good mood.
And I'll just say, from my first impressions with Sless, I met him right before the DBI. Very nice guy. Just chatted with him a little bit. Very respectful. And man, he is put together.
If he could just get his diet right, you know... If he could just work on that look.
That look, huh?
You know, if he could just get a couple more friggin' abs! Yeah, he makes me angry he's put together so well. But, yeah, these guys are good, man. There is something on this card for everyone, literally. I mean, you're going to get everything. And this is our first one, so I'm going to grow from here. You just don't want to be the person to say that you missed now one. NOW1, you know? Have you seen the card? Have you seen the tickets?
I have seen the tickets.
They are sweet. The tickets alone are... I don't know. They're the best tickets I've ever seen. So, yes.
Where can you get those tickets?
All over the place. I have some right in my pocket right now. I actually do. I have some in the car.
Awesome. Did you just have them just in case?
Oh, yeah. All the time. I talk about NOW wherever I go. All the time. If anybody even, you know, if I've got a hint that you might be a casual wrestling fan, I'll talk about it. Because the sad thing is most people think it's WWE and Backyard. That's it. That's all they
You know what? I'm going to disagree with you on that.
I'm saying the casual fan.
Oh, the casual fan.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Diehards, okay. No. Yeah. I mean, when you talk about diehard wrestling fans, yeah, I was just saying this on the last podcast, too. You can't phone it in anymore with diehard wrestling, indie wrestling fans, because they're smart. I mean, yeah. So I'll talk about it whenever I get a chance to.
Gotcha. By the way, you can get tickets just real quickly. if I remember correctly, correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, I will correct you if you're wrong.
It is now... eventbrite.com.
Correct.
Okay, and you can also get them at the rack.
Yes, you can.
You can buy them off the rack. More puns.
Wow. We are definitely out of practice. We got to do these more often. This is brutal. No. Yeah, go check that place out, man. I mean, it's a really cool spot. They also have a bar, so you don't even have to leave. You know, enjoy some beverages. But we do have an after party sponsor. With Adobe Gillis, so I hope to see everyone there.
Oh, okay.
That gives you a chance you can really, you know, interact with the wrestlers.
That's not that far because it's right.
Oh yeah, it's right up till. That's one of the coolest things about indie wrestling is that you get to actually interact with the people that you're paying to see. So you can't do that with the WWE. So
no, you cannot.
So if you haven't been to an independent show and you're in Columbus, I'm telling you, you got to come on out.
Do you have any other future dates booked?
No, there are some pending. But nothing that I can officially announce, no.
Gotcha. Okay.
But yeah, with this, we're not planning on a one-and-done deal with this one. Well, so.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've said it many times on this podcast. I think, you know, whether you're talking a national scene or if you're talking, you know, the state of Ohio or regional or whatever, you got to have competition. You got to have a lot of variety of different things Otherwise, you can't have a monopoly on cable TV. You can't have a monopoly on pizza places or ice cream joints because guess what? No one wins. Nope. You can't have a monopoly in professional wrestling.
You can't. Not in any business at all.
No. Nope. So
maybe this will spark some of that. Maybe someone will come out to our show and it'll be just good enough to get their juices flowing, but not quite good enough for them to be satisfied. And they'll think they can do it better. And I welcome that. That's great.
Let's talk about doing it better because let's be honest. You and I have been around the block a few times.
Yeah.
What mistakes have you seen other promoters do?
Oh, wow.
That you don't want to do or that NOW cannot do?
That's tough. I think in independent, well, in the big companies too, it's tough to separate personal relationships with business.
Sure.
Sometimes that even conflicts in booking. And it's really difficult, I think, because as you know, you've been around so long. Doing this is not normal. So you become extremely close with people. You become, I mean, for me, family. I considered all those guys family. So and still do to this day. So that becomes really hard with booking sometimes. So I really want to make sure that we keep personal relationships and business relationships separate. So that's the first top of my head. I mean, there's so many things you could do wrong.
I'll just throw something out there. I think one of the biggest mistakes that some companies do is when you're looking to piece together your budget for advertising, I think you have to be smart on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you have to get as much bang for your buck as you can.
Which is really tough in Columbus.
Right, which is that I think that if I, not that you asked for this advice.
No.
I think this is the biggest thing if I was going to run a company in Columbus is that you got to watch that budget for that marketing because you're right. It's not like let's pick Coshocton for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Nice town. It's not a major city.
No metropolis.
It's not a metropolis. You know, your couple hundred dollars, your whatever that you have for advertising goes a lot further than it does here.
Absolutely. And that just made me think, a lot of people ask, like, why isn't there wrestling in Columbus? And I think there's a ton, an absolute ton of reasons. But a real big one is, it's really tough to just get started. Because, you know, to be successful, you want that first show is a big deal.
Yep.
So, to get started, you have to have so much capital just to get the word out. You haven't set a ring up. You haven't paid for a venue. You haven't paid insurance. You haven't paid one talent. I mean, it's just really hard. It's expensive. And this town has a ton of options, too. Columbus is an awesome town.
And I think that's the other thing, is many promotions have failed in the past because, you know, if you're going to plunk down your $7 or $8 for a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, $7 or $8, you can go see Terminator Genesis, or you can go see The Crew, or you can go, or The Clippers, you know?
We're facing that head on. I mean, we're running at Easton Town Center.
Right.
We're competing with 20 movies right up the hill.
Right.
But you know what? I've said that exact statement for years myself, and I'm not disagreeing, but I feel like we can change that.
Yeah.
I do. I believe that. And if I'm wrong, time will tell. But I feel like if I don't believe that, then what am I doing in your kitchen? Talking about this, you know? I mean your studio. Studio kitchen. So, what was that a secret? John just gave me this crazy look.
No,
like,
Did you just
expose my kitchen podcast?
No.
You're red in the face. Did I embarrass you?
It was very odd. What am I doing in your kitchen? It just struck me as an odd statement.
Well, you know what I mean?
But you know, I get what you're saying.
Because what I'm doing in your kitchen is, you know, talking about wrestling in a new company that I think is going to do great things. But it's like...
But it's the same mindset you had when you got in the ring.
Absolutely.
If you didn't want to be the best, then what the hell were you doing there?
Oh, don't get me started on those guys. Yeah, that was a big pet peeve of mine. Like, what the heck are you doing here if you're not trying to be the absolute best? That makes me think of Flex and Levi. There's so many guys out there with great talent, and they just don't look believable. Those guys work really hard at that, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I know me coming in as a skinny, fat tool back in 1999. I worked my tail off, and it was not easy. So those guys are much more genetically gifted than I was, for sure. Bastards.
It's good that you're not bitter.
Not at all. I don't know.
Let's switch gears a little bit.
Okay.
If you will. We'll come back to NOW and the indie scene, but let's talk a little bit about the major leagues.
Ooh, that might be a bad topic.
Really?
For me, yeah, because I'm just kind of out of the loop a little bit.
Really?
What I watch mostly now is ROH, which is now not on Fox anymore. Are they Destination
America?
No,
they still are.
Okay.
They're just
sporadic with their...
Yeah, they just basically take the syndicated show and gave it to Destination America.
Okay.
you know.
Because, like, they didn't tape this past Sunday night. At least it didn't on Mind Eater. No. So I watched them, and then I'm watching New Japan. So I can't even really talk about New Japan because I'm watching a year-old stuff, which is still awesome. But
yeah, let's talk about that, because you and I had a conversation about it. You saw Wrestle Kingdom, right,
yes,
in January.
I traded for the first time ever. I traded my money, my pay-per-view money. I traded WrestleMania for Wrestle Kingdom, and I was in no way disappointed whatsoever.
I was not either. I thought, from top to bottom, it was a rock solid show.
Oh, it was.
I thought there were a couple bad matches, but they weren't horrible.
They only seemed bad because of what they were on the same card with.
Right.
But I know exactly which matches you're talking about. Yeah. It was cool. It was really cool hearing Jim Ross. I know he got a lot of flack, but I'll tell you, from not being an educated New Japan fan myself, having him, you know, play the, or how does it go? He plays the music. No, he says the lyrics. The wrestlers play the music, and he says the lyrics, right?
Is that I think so.
I don't know. You're an announcer. You should know that one.
I've never heard this before. I'm just trying to placate your old-timey saying.
I think it's new. But anyway, yeah, it was really cool having him tell the story again. I enjoyed Matt Stryker. I thought their chemistry was pretty rocky first four or five matches, but they picked it up. I dug it. I really did. I'm a huge fan of Okada. Nakamura is one of my favorite
Nakamura and Ibushi. That match. How those two guys walked out of that match is beyond me.
Once we start talking, it's going to be really hard to figure out, like, what was your favorite match?
Because
I was starting the pay-per-view out. About halfway through, I'm going, man, Okada and Tanahashi are going to have a really hard time finishing this one. But they didn't. I could not. One of the main reasons I bought the thing was for that tag match, that Four Corners tag match.
The Young Bucks versus Red Dragon, Times versus Time Splitters versus Forever Hooligans.
Yeah, which are they broke up now?
I believe so. I believe Alec Kozlov is retired.
Wow.
I believe he retired.
Okay, here we go. I didn't know that. Yeah. But anyway, that was one of the reasons I bought it. They were first match, and I'm like, great. Man, come on. Dude, I forgot all about that. And I know that sounds like a knock on those guys. That's not what I mean. I forgot all about that match within an hour because that card was just hot.
And I appreciated the fact that there was... you compare that to a WWE product, there was no downtime.
Oh, no.
One match is ending. Boom, 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 boom. We're going right to the next one. Yeah, boom, we're going right to the next one.
We don't have to listen to Flo Rida bring us down from wrestling. Or Kid Rock, or... Man.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
Well,
hey, you need to have Joey Vengeance on this podcast just to talk about Machine Gun Kelly. And I'll leave it at that.
I've tried to have Joey come on.
Yeah, but
he's been dodging me.
That might be some good bait right
really?
There.
Really? Okay, come on and talk about Machine Gun Kelly.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. What else? Oh, man. Joey has excellent WWE stories, because I was there for two-thirds of them, so.
Yeah, and I've heard a few of them. They are this one with a particular, he was in the ring, he wasn't supposed to be in the ring, because Diva told him to get in the ring.
Yeah, I can't validate, I wasn't there for that one.
I heard, and that one was a funny story. But look, I don't... Let's not spoil it.
Let's not.
The gauntlet's been thrown down, Joey Vengeance.
So, yeah.
You got to come on now.
I love that kid. And he is a kid. I don't care what you say. He's been around, what, 8 years now?
Oh, yeah.
He's still a kid to me.
He still is.
Yeah.
With all due respect, he still looks like a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you call me Dick Clark. You know, he's gonna dethrone me in a few years.
Oh, man, that's funny. Well, okay, so... Back on track here. How many times can we derail? So who do you like or dislike from New Japan?
I like Nakamura is phenomenal. He's odd looking. I don't like. He's bizarre.
He's uncomfortable, and I like it. It makes you uncomfortable. Right. It's just really cool. He's kind of like when I first say this, it's not going to make sense, but he's kind of Bray Wyatt esque over there, where it's just sort of uncomfortable. He's different.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Like, no, he does. His look is weird. His mannerisms are weird.
Yeah, he's strange. He's just like a very eccentric rock star in this face that looks nothing like a rock star. Oh, and by the way, he can shoot on top of all that. I mean, I didn't know he had teeth for the first 3 months because of his black mouth guard. I wasn't sure.
he impressed me. I'm a big fan of the Time Splitters.
Okay.
Tashita and Alex Shelley, I think, are a phenomenal tag team.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I mean...
Hey, we had two New Japan guys on a Columbus show. We didn't know they were New Japan guys.
We didn't know that.
Yeah, we had Alex Shelley and, at the time, Chad Too Bad Allegra, who
is
now Machine Gun Carl Anderson.
And you know what?
And that was a good segue, too.
That was a very good one.
I want to talk about the Bullet Club.
I love the Bullet Club.
I do,
except
too.
For much like, and I, my only gripe is, and I think that Carl has been very open about it, that they don't have a lot of say in who joins the Bullet Club. I've heard him say that, because I think now is getting to the point like the NWO where anyone can be in the Bullet Club.
And they're going to split them off or something. And that's a real shame if they do that, because they do. I mean, obviously, they borrow quite a few things from the NWO, and I don't look at it as stealing at all.
No.
They're cool. You know what I mean? It's cool to wear a Bullet Club t-shirt. But, you know, that's what I really like about those guys. There's something for the, I don't know, I guess, adolescent-minded younger adult.
You know? And I think that from what I've seen, on Twitter this past weekend with the Global Force Wrestling has been around the northeastern Ohio area, you know.
Were they here this weekend? Was it?
Yeah, this past weekend. And it seemed like from everything that I read that the Bullet Club was really over.
Okay.
Like,
so people know who they are. That's what's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Because, I mean, think about the way, and we'll use Carl as an example, but I mean, you could plug in any of the Americans over there. They're huge over in Japan. They have a week off, they come home.
That's what I was
just
going
to
say.
They can go anywhere.
It's
they
great.
Go to post office. Nobody knows.
I said that for years. Like, he's got the gig, man.
Yeah.
He goes over to Japan. His face is on a subway. He comes back here, goes to Applebee's, and he gets food late because no one knows who he is. It's crazy.
I mean, like how you turn that.
Yeah.
He doesn't get good service because if they knew, they would...
I'm just saying, he does not live a celebrity lifestyle.
No.
You know, I mean, it's...
And that's cool,
that's
I think,
awesome.
Man.
Awesome. I mean, he does suck to be away from the kids for those extended period of times, but he's also with them 24 hours a day for extended periods of time. So.
Yeah.
But if this Global Force jumps off, that's all over. So.
I think so. What do you think of Global Force? Do you think they got a shot?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I hope. I don't really have an opinion on them personally. I just hope, you know. It does... Like, another conversation we were having on the other podcast was... it does feel like, this is not to say the Attitude Era is coming back. It's over, it's dead, it's not coming back, never going to be like that. But it does feel like there's a new, like a renaissance coming on with NXT, and you've got, what are the guys out west, the Lucha promotion?
Oh, Lucha Underground.
There's a lot of options now, and it's not quite too many, it's not to that level. But there's definitely something for everybody.
Oh, I agree. I think that we are seeing an upswing in business, whereas, you know, circa 2000, that wasn't the case.
And that's kind of what people are expecting now, too. I mean, I think with MMA, you're not one to watch boxing, you're not one to watch wrestling, you want to watch mixed. And I think now when you have a wrestling card, you have to do what we're trying to do, and that's have something for everybody.
You know what? I'm gonna go down an avenue here, because I don't know if you'll agree or disagree with me.
Probably disagree.
Do you think UFC's peaked?
Have they peaked?
In terms of their popularity with just the casual fan.
I said that they peaked 2 years ago. When all of the original big name guys were gone all at the same time, you know, BJ Penn, Tito Ortiz, Chuck Liddell, all those guys, I'm like, man, that's tough. It's really hard to build stars because it's such a short shelf life.
Right.
And then Lesnar came. So then, you know, they peaked again, and then he left, and I'm like, yeah, they're about done. But now I'll tell you what, man, this Conor McGregor dude, what are your thoughts on Conor?
Well, here's my, I'm going to plead ignorance, because I'm going to be honest. I started to fall off the bandwagon of UFC because...
Me too.
Every single, like, almost every 2 weeks there was an event.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, I can't keep up. I
Over-exposed.
Cannot.
Overexposed.
And that's why I have felt that they have peaked, and that the casual fan is not... caring.
Well,
they
don't
care because of I think that when you have too many events back to back to back to back, and same goes in wrestling, mm-hmm. same goes wherever, it loses the interest in it. It loses its specialness. Like, I remember how special I felt going to B-Dubs and waiting an hour or two
mm-hmm.
to get a table so I could watch George St. Pierre, you know, or whatever fight,
Uriah
Faber. But
every month was a big deal.
Yes.
Now it's every three or four, but and, you know, by the same token, I had fallen off. I mean, completely. Like, I wasn't watching the Ultimate Fight, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But then through the grapevine, Ronda Rousey and this Conor guy, a ton of people were talking about it. So they could not have totally peaked because, you know, I'm hearing about it and I'm just a boring dad. So, you know, and so I mean, yeah, Ronda Rousey, love her, and Conor McGregor. Those are the two guys that really. And actually, this past Ultimate Fighter, I don't know if you watched it.
I did not.
Season started out horrific. ended so cool that I questioned if it was a work or not.
Oh.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it was really good.
So. Speaking of which, real quick, I don't suppose you've watched any of the Ultimate Fighter. Sorry, Tough Enough.
I watched the entire second episode. I started the third and couldn't do it.
I can't watch it. It's unwatchable. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, don't apologize to me at all, because I agree. I mean, it's bad. How do you have a show with Hulk Hogan on the panel? Chris Jericho is hosting. Booker T's. I mean, I don't know how it's not good.
Darn it, they have made it bad.
Pan the globe.
I know.
I mean, I don't know if it's that they don't have any talent there. I think they have some talented people there. They just have them doing stupid stuff. Here, go have a swim race with some alligators. It's just the WWE. It's not about wrestling. It's not.
I feel bad for Paige and Daniel Bryan, who sit there and go, I spent 10, 12, 15 years working the indies to get here, and these idiots
do that. She's young. I feel bad for her because I think, personally, this is a total... I don't know this. I haven't even heard this rumor. This is just out of my cracked-up head. I think she's getting fed all those bitchy lines, and I think that they just want her to be the female Simon Cowell. I don't think she's that witty, and I don't think she's that mean either. I think they brought back Hugh Morris and said, you know what got you fired?
Hey, Bill.
Yo, Billy, you know what got you fired? We have a spot for you.
Put just in this earpiece.
Tell Paige what to say.
Yeah.
I mean, she basically treats them the way that a lot of the FCW guys said that they were treated by him. So I don't know. I can't believe that she's that way.
Well, I think the other thing too is that
get off my stage. What?
Half of those folks are going to end up with deals anyways. Like, I'm sorry, the girl that got voted off a couple of weeks ago, Daria or whatever, the MMA fighter.
Hang on. Who named her?
I don't know either.
Her name is so close to sounding like loose feces, it's not even funny.
Oh, you know what I think of? Remember that MTV cartoon, Daria?
Yeah, I thought of that too.
That's what I always think about, like, you
know. I feel like that was the point. It was kind of like a little play on words.
Yeah, but...
Anyway, I trailed off there, but yeah, I couldn't believe that she got
cut.
Yeah. And then, again, I didn't finish that show.
Okay.
But they announced on that show that the one blondie that everybody hated had quit. Why did she quit?
Well, that's the funny part,
and why
part
do
too.
I care?
That's the funny part, because I believe that a story has come out that she did not leave to go get married, that she left because her very best friend got almost beat to death in a bar fight and is in, like, critical condition. Like, and may not live. And that's why she was like, I gotta go.
Wow.
I gotta leave. Which makes me wonder, why wouldn't you just tell that story? Why would you work it so, oh, this girl wants to go get married. Why would you do that? Why not just say, hey.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know. If I could get into Vince McMahon's mind, I'd probably never leave. I mean, I don't know what that guy's thinking. I have no idea.
But NXT, you're a big fan?
When I see it. I don't have the network.
Surprising.
I know. The thing is, I don't even have time to watch Raw or SmackDown. I cannot tell you the last SmackDown I've watched. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll span Raw when I can. But it's not about the money. It's a great price. I know I don't have the time.
Okay.
Or I would make the time for it and not be able to get all the other crap done. So, yeah.
You know what? Actually, that makes perfect sense to me, because...
Plus, so many people have it. All I need is a password. What's your password, John?
I have to look it up.
don't say it on the podcast.
No, I agree with you, because, like, you know, when I do click it on, I'm like, oh my god, there's so much stuff I could watch, but, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Some artwork is going on behind the scenes here.
I'm crafty.
It's a sculpture.
I'm a budding.
You want me to put that on Etsy?
I'm a budding sculpture. Sculptor? That's it.
Sculptor.
God.
I think this should go on Etsy.
I need rest. Who is Etsy?
What? It's a website where artists put their stuff on. It's like Pinterest.
I knew that. I just want to make sure you knew. Why do you know that? Is the lady an artiste?
No. Because
You're not either.
No, I am not an artiste. No. Because, you know.
I miss you, John, so much. I do. Mm.
Anyways, no, NXT, I'm going to go back. Let's get back on track.
Okay.
Derailed for the fifth time.
At least.
Anyways, at least.
At least.
Yeah,
I'll see, like, the short highlight vids here and there.
Yeah.
And I'm always mad that I didn't get to see it in its entirety.
I think it's the best wrestling out there
on
TV right now. And that, now, I don't get El Rey Network, so I never get to watch Lucha Underground.
Me either.
As a matter of fact, I don't get Destination America, so I don't get to watch TNA.
Yeah, or I haven't seen TNA since Spike, which is what, Christmas time?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I watched an episode of TNA when I was on vacation, because it's on at like 9 o'clock. We were on vacation 2 weeks ago, and I watched it. One really good match. The rest, not very good. I'm sorry to say that, but not very good.
You know who's happy I don't have Destination America?
Who?
No, you know what? I can't say that. That could get somebody in trouble. Never mind. Sorry. Another podcast. I'll get clearance. No, I just thought about what I was going to say. I'm like, that might sound a lot. That might not sound really good. But yeah, I haven't seen them since last year.
Matt has top secret. Top secret government.
It's not. I just shouldn't have said that. Was really dumb. It probably wouldn't have been that great of a story anyways. Okay. I've definitely overdone it now.
Okay.
I will say this. I was at Money in the Bank, my first WWE live event that I wasn't working for over, I don't know, 10 years. And I was just so... I mean, I had heard about Steen going over on Cena.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I'm really excited to see that match. And I was... I got what I expected and, like, a ton more. The chants. I mean, I saw so many KO t-shirts. It feels like, again, I go back to what I was saying. There's just a feeling of a newness, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just this young generation.
I think so. They're catching on. Because, you know, as a matter of fact, going to be in Mogador, or was in Mogador, excuse me. Last week, my friend came out with his kid mm-hmm. because his kid's 8 years old and he discovered wrestling. In fact, he emailed me and he goes, dude, I get it now. I totally get why you love wrestling.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. He goes, because Noah found it one night, flipping through the channels, and he goes, just to watch his enthusiasm and his mm-hmm. passion for...
Emotional investment.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what it's all
he goes,
about.
Dude, he goes, dude, it. He goes, he's hooked now. Oh, he watches Raw and SmackDown all the time.
Oh, yeah. I went with a really, really great family, and it was so cool. Their ages are like young teen, 10, and then they had... their oldest was just graduating, so it varied. And you could see the emotions change, too, on the age groups. Like the girl was pretty reserved all night. And then Cena came out, and she lost her mind. I thought I was at a New Kids on the Block concert. It was awesome. It was just really, really cool to see. So, yeah, and what's interesting, though, is it's not like these young kids that are watching a bunch of new 22-year-old wrestlers. These new guys that they're watching are seasoned. I mean, 15-year veterans, but they're, quote-unquote, rookies.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean... I think that's a big difference. They're not just putting these guys through a year and saying they're... Like, what was the real huge guy from Wales that they brought up a few years back? I mean, he looked awesome.
Oh, was that Drew Galloway?
No.
Drew McIntyre?
No. He's really, really good. This guy with the dark hair.
Mason Ryan.
There you go, yeah.
I
should remember that name like Mason. But, he just wasn't ready. I mean, you look at that guy, you're like, how could he possibly fail? Because he wasn't a terrible worker. I mean, he wasn't great either, but... Yeah, these guys aren't seasoned enough, so there's no more territories, but the indies, this is where guys are really, really, really honing their craft, because everywhere you go is different. That was one of the biggest things I had screwed up with. I did not branch out enough. I got lucky and had some companies locally that I could work at constantly, which was good, but I didn't branch out. These guys are going all over the place. I mean, I remember talking to Michael Elgin, and he was talking about driving 15 hours from Canada all the way into Minnesota, not even on the card. Just hoping maybe somebody wouldn't show up or they'd throw them in a battle royal or something like that. That's the lengths these guys are willing to take. There's only one company. So you have to work so, so, so hard to get there as far as like a main company where you can really earn a living. That, yeah, I mean, you have to bring it every single night.
Most definitely. So. I'm going to confess, I would love to go to a PWG show.
If
I went to the West Coast, I would, and from what I understand... That little venue that they're at in Reseda is the one to go to.
Yeah.
It's packed. It sells out. They're rowdy. They're enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Hell, even some famous Hollywood people show up every once in a while.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Who are some people? Because I can't think of...
Sofia Vergara showed up with Joe, her soon-to-be husband, okay. Magni, whatever. That guy. You know who I mean.
I do know.
Two Blood Magic Mike, that guy. and they showed up out of the blue. And I'm like, that is so awesome.
I need to get out really bad to see Killer Kyle, who lives out in L.A. I mean, really, seriously, I need to get out there. Hopefully, I can coordinate that with one of those shows. Because I think it would be really cool to see PWG. Be way cooler to see Killer Kyle. But to see Killer Kyle at PWG would be really neat.
Ooh.
You should have him on your podcast. Can you do phones?
Now I can, yes, sir.
Certainly. Yeah. Wow, that'd be a good one.
Yeah.
That guy, I mean, you talk about name dropping. That dude's hanging out with all the Hollywood.
I know, I've heard that.
Yeah.
He's a high roller now.
Yes, he is.
If I dare say.
A hot commodity, if you will.
Oh,
as opposed to a lukewarm one. I just came out of John's Crisper here in the back of the studio, actually.
Yeah.
That's how hot I am anymore.
No.
Anyways,
all right. Well, let's go back real quick to NOW. Kind of wrap this up, if you will.
I was trying to segue, and then I just totally screwed myself over on that one.
That's all right. Hey, man. No edits here.
Absolutely. Thank God. If you think anyone would listen to this show and think there was a single thing edited, jeez, what kind of intern they got working on the editing? Jeez. No, NOW wrestling, man. I mean, I don't have a mission statement. What I do have is I should create one. Well, I don't know. Would that be the media ambassadors? I think it'd be my job to relay it, but not create it. No.
You know what? I hope you end up on Good Day Columbus talking about NOW.
That'd be awesome.
I would. Not only because it would be great for the company, but I just want to see you on TV.
Yeah. See me not be able to rip the host. See me not be able to do inside jokes and make sculptures on their kitchen table. See how well you do with that one, Mason.
You know,
I was going to say, I don't know a mission statement, but what I do have is I have a lot of credibility, and I know talent. And I know when I look at this card, if I'm attaching my name to it, it's going to be good. I'm telling you, this is something that if I were not the quote-unquote media ambassador, I would be paying money and paying my whole family's way in just to see the show. I mean, it's right on the street, but still. Yeah. You've got matches on there that by themselves are worth the price of admission. So I cannot possibly plug this show enough. You guys got to come out. And like, the biggest thing is, I feel like it's going to be a movement. You don't want to be one of those people that the original guys say, oh, yeah, Johnny Come Lately, bandwagoner. Don't be a bandwagoner. Be at NOW1.
That should be your mission statement. Don't be a bandwagoner. Be at NOW.
Hmm. I'll think about that. I'll run it by the board. I'll run it by the board.
The board that consists of Shank and Folk.
Which means if Terry says it's okay, it's okay. I love you, Terry.
All right. Hey, you want to plug any social media stuff for yourself or for NOW?
No. Just
no?
I don't have... I am so not social media... I mean...
But you have a Twitter!
I have not looked at my Twitter since it needed updated the last time, and I didn't remember my password. That was a good year and a half ago. I need to do that. That's what I need to do. I literally haven't looked at Twitter in that long.
Wow.
But NOW...
I think I'm becoming addicted to Twitter, to be honest.
You sound like it. You've brought it up several times.
I know. I think so. I never used to be that way.
If you got another dog, would you name it Twitter?
No.
That was a dumb joke anyway. I don't even know if that was a joke. Might have been a legitimate question.
No.
Just come to NOW so I don't get fired before it even starts, guys. Just come to the show and be there. Yeah. Be at the show and be loud. Don't be the curious just sitting on... This is
not Japan.
It's not Tokyo.
You don't have to be polite.
Yeah, absolutely. Scream at these guys. Have a great time. Right. That's the whole point, is have fun. And you're going to have fun. But you're not going to have any if you just sit there. So be rowdy, be loud. You know, buy some t-shirts. Buy some beers if you're of age. Have a good time.
There you go. Once again, the new... Ohio Wrestling?
NOW at the Resolute Athletic Complex. Wow, yeah. August 1st, bell time 7 p.m., doors opening at 6. Once again, that's the Resolute Athletic Complex or the Rack.
Holy snikes, you stole my shtick, man.
That was your shtick?
That's what I was going with.
All right, take two.
I know, I paused.
Take two.
No.
John Orlando.
Never mind. All right, with that.
Nothing? I wanted to see it.
You want me to? Okay.
As you stroke your maniacal dog, like. Like every evil heel in every movie. Man, I gotta take it. Can we upload pictures to your, like, podcast page? Or I mean, seriously. He's just stroking this tiny little poodle. evil John Orlando.
You know what? That was the one thing that I did pop for on Tough Enough, is they had one of the guys that were trying to do characters, and the one guy borrowed Lita's Chihuahua.
Brilliant.
That was brilliant. I was like, dude. And
weren't some of those really hard to watch?
You were
embarrassed for them. Like, that would suck. That was not an easy competition.
No. But I marked out for that because here we go. many moons ago when Adam Michaels was managing Vance Desmond, I told him, you should take your Chihuahua Max out because that would get so much heat.
Absolutely it would.
But he was afraid that Max would have a heart attack because, you know, Chihuahuas are nervous dogs. And
or you could be like ZZ and put your Chihuahua on your trunks.
Jeez.
Holy. Yeah. Wow.
That had to be a sock, man.
Let's hope.
I hope.
I was ashamed of myself. Seriously, I had to go put on a pair of old trunks and be like, man, did I look not at all. I'm just flat like a Ken doll. All right, good all way right, to end this one.
That one. How do I top that? Anyways, that's New Ohio Wrestling at the Resolute Athletic Complex, or the Rec, as the kids call it nowadays.
Rack, not wreck. Rack.
What did I say?
You say it sounded like wreck. I don't know. We'll take a poll to see if it sounded like that out there. To me, it's
take three.
He might have been coughing on a dog hair.
All right. New Ohio Wrestling.
Tell him, Archie. What do you think, Archie?
At the RAC.
Yes.
The Resolute Athletic Complex, August 1st, 7 o'clock bell time. Come on out and check it out.
But come at 6.
Come at 6, because that's when the doors open.
You want to get a good spot and get a cold beer. So
there you go.
Come on out.
Matt, thanks for coming on, man.
Dude, thanks for having me, man. Thanks for putting up with me again, I should say.
All right, I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and then I'll be back to wrap up this episode. So stay tuned, folks. You've heard him on this podcast, but now Brian Lyle's science fiction fantasy graphic novel, Staunch Ambition, is available for sale. If you want to get your hands on the preview issue that we talked about on episode 68 of the PVD cast, just head on over to staunchambition.com. You can pick up the preview issue as well as a ton of other swag just by checking out the online store at staunchambition.com. That's staunchambition.com. Head on over and grab yourself a copy of the preview issue. Do you love toys? Well, let me tell you that the Columbus Toy and Collectible Show is happening September 12th and 13th at the Lausch Building at the Ohio Expo Center. Come on down and check out hundreds of dealers from all around the Midwest. I mean, this show is one of the biggest around, and you don't want to miss it. I guarantee that the dealers will have everything from Star Wars to Transformers and everything in between. So if you want to check out some sweet toys, come on down to the Columbus Toy and Collectible Show September 12th and 13th. Head on over to ctspromotions.com for more details. Alright, hopefully that conversation that I had with the hot commodity Matt Mason was entertaining for all you folks listening out there. Hopefully our randomness did not throw off you folks listening. And what can I say? Just Matt's a great guy. And, you know, New Ohio Wrestling, you need to check him out at New Ohio Wrestling on Twitter, or just go to facebook.com/New Ohio Wrestling. And August 1st, come on out, folks. Like I said, there hasn't been a consistent level of independent professional wrestling in Columbus in quite a long time. So give your support to those great guys over there at New Ohio Wrestling. So, all right, with that then, ladies and gentlemen, can you hear it? There you go. You can hear it. It's time for Orlando's Fave. All right, you know what? I gotta be honest that this is going to be another film-related fave. As I mentioned on the last episode of the PVD cast, I've been really embarrassed about my lackluster ability to get to the theater. So I've been trying to catch up, and as a matter of fact, probably the biggest blemish on my record of seeing movies was the fact that I have never seen Mad Max Fury Road. Now, that is going to be my fave for this week. I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. Meow. But I have to let you know that growing up as a kid, I loved Mad Max, the Road Warrior. Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome was okay. And I'll get into that in a little bit here, maybe. But I have two friends that were just giving me the business. I mean, I had a lot of heat with them because I had not seen it.
And so finally I broke down and said, man, it's only in one theater here in Columbus. Screw it. I'm going. I don't care if I go with friends or not. And so I went and saw it. And man, oh man, is it phenomenal. Not only did Tom Hardy do a great job of playing the role of Mad Max, he had all the little intricacies, if you will, of that character down to a T. I thought George Miller did a phenomenal job of mixing in some of his little cinematography tricks in blending it with the new CGI and the new technology. I mean, I really liked it. Mad Max Fury Road was phenomenal. It held true to the older films. And, you know, even with Mad Max Fury Road coming out, I was forced to sit down and watch Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, which I have not seen in decades. I remember not liking it very much. And you know what? I sat down because it was on AMC, and I started to appreciate it for what it was, which was a big-budget movie from Hollywood, and just a different take on the character. So, is it as good as the first two? No. But, you know, I got a newfound respect for Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. But definitely, Mad Max Fury Road, phenomenal. If you haven't seen it, go out and see it. If you want just a great action flick, and I think it's the other thing, you don't have to be a fan of the other movies to enjoy Mad Max Fury Road. So, I highly recommend it. I would definitely go out and check it out. That's my fave for this installment of the PVD cast. All right, with that being said, let's wrap some things up. We're going really long on this episode, so let me tell you where you can get in touch with me. You can always shoot me an email by going to johnorlando@pvdcast.com. Of course, you can always tweet me @pvdmvp, and that's also the same particular username that I have for the Instagram account. So with that, thanks for listening, folks, and I will chat at each and every one of you later!